For as long as war has existed, humans have always been searching for ways to get an edge up over their opponent so that way they can win the battle and conquer the enemy. One of the ways that earlier humans were able to leverage this was by using animals. Animals were a very effective way of getting an edge over your opponent. The most obvious example of this would be using horses or other large animals, such as even elephants, to transport extremely heavy objects to the battlefield. However, the true scope of using animals for warfare is kind of surprising. For example, did you know that dolphins are in active military service today? In today's video, we're going to be going over several of the creatures which have been used in war and what they've been used for. And some of these, such as dolphins, are even in active military service today. The first and most obvious animal which has been used for war is, of course, the horse. And in this grouping, we're also going to include elephants, camels, mules, oxen, and other similar creatures. These creatures have always been used for pulling a chariot, carrying extremely heavy things, or in some cases, such as the horse, they could be trained to bite and kick. But ultimately, for all of these creatures, their best use has always been transporting humans, food, and water extremely long distances as to save us humans energy for the actual battle. While elephants particularly were not considered domesticable, they could still be trained to serve as mounts or for moving heavy loads, and they've been used in battle as early as 1100 BC. Now let's move on to some of the more interesting creatures which have been used for military purposes. Our next one is, of course, the dog. Dogs were used even by the ancient Greeks for war purposes, and they extensively documented it. Even the Roman Empire, starting with Marcus Aurelius, also used dogs in combat. The Romans particularly trained the Molossian dog, or Canis Molossus, specifically for battle, often coating them in protective spiked metal collars and mail armor, and arranging them into attack formations. And during the conquest of Latin America, Spanish conquistadors used a certain type of aggressive dog to kill warriors in the Caribbean, Mexico, and Peru. Dogs have extensively been used for attack and defense purposes, but what might surprise you is that they were even used in World War I and outfitted with a gas mask. One particular type of dog used by the sanitary corps during World War I was used specifically to locate wounded soldiers. Nowadays, dogs are still used in the military, however, primarily for defense purposes. Dogs are exceptional at alerting you to potential invaders or attackers. They have a great ability to hear and smell, and any dog owner can attest that when someone starts to get close to the home, they start barking and making some noise. So this is great in war purposes if you are kind of trying to lay low and you're kind of afraid in the night. Well, you can have a dog, and if they start barking, it could mean that an enemy is nearby. What they're especially used for nowadays is dogs have been trained to identify bombs, and this is a very effective use of them so far. Number three is a bit more interesting. In one documentation, monkeys were used in the beginning of the Southern Song Dynasty in a battle between the rebels of the Yashu province and the Chinese Imperial Army. Monkeys were used as live incendiary devices. This was documented and a bit crazy. The monkeys were clothed with straw, dipped in oil, and then they were brought to the enemy camp. They were then set on fire and set loose in the enemy camp. And of course, the monkeys went absolutely crazy because they were set on fire. And what this would do is pretty much set all of the tents on fire and drive the camp into total chaos, as the enemies would think that they were being attacked and everything would kind of be getting set on fire and there'd be monkeys running around screaming on fire. However, they could just go away or attack later. So this was an officially documented use of lighting animals on fire. In the Middle East, creatures of all kinds have been used for explosive purposes, and even a US project called the Bat Bomb was hypothesized, in which Mexican free-tailed bats would be used to carry small incendiary bombs and attack Japan during World War II. Now, this hasn't been too effective historically. However, one thing which was used by the British Special Operations Executive in World War II against Germany were exploding rats. So they would take a dead rat carcass and fill it with plastic explosives, and they would leave this in locations such as factories, where it was hoped the stoker tending a boiler would likely dispose of the unpleasant discovery by shoveling it into the furnace, causing it to explode. The actual effectiveness of this theory, though, is widely debated, and it's likely that it wasn't too effective. Our next creature is the infamous homing pigeon. They have been used since medieval times for carrying messages, and they were still employed for that similar purpose during World War I and World War II. In World War II, though, there were even experiments where pigeons were used for guiding missiles. This was known as Project Pigeon. The pigeon was placed inside of the missile so that way they could see through a window. And they then trained the pigeons to peck at controls to the left or right, depending on the location of a target shape. However, the actual effectiveness, like other proposed methods, was rather low. The biggest and most important use of pigeons during wartime has always been for relaying information. It is in fact the most effective communication method before radios and other modern communication technologies were created. In fact, during World War I and other wars, you would actually have soldiers trying to shoot the pigeons out of the sky. Because, for example, someone such as a military commander on the front lines might write and give a message to a pigeon, which could say something like, "Hey, the enemies are at these coordinates, please drop some artillery." They would then try to send the pigeon back to the artillery line, where hopefully the artillery could be attacked on the enemy. However, if you could shoot the pigeon down, you would prevent that message from getting back and thus be able to stop the barricade and the artillery from coming. Our next creature here is a bit interesting because he is particularly unique. You see, during World War II, a brown Syrian bear was given to a new Polish army, and they were setting up in the Middle East in 1942. The 22nd Artillery Supply Company of the Polish 2 Corps would name him Wojtek by the soldiers, and soon he would become a morale-boosting mascot for the troops. But not just that. You see, the bear watched as Polish artillery soldiers would transport extremely heavy things from one place to another, such as taking ammunition and placing it inside of an artillery cannon. Well, one day during combat, the bear started mimicking the Polish soldiers, and much to their amazement, the bear never dropped or had any problem with carrying these crates. In some cases, there were crates that were so heavy it would require four soldiers to carry it. However, the bear was so strong that it could just carry the whole crate alone without any problem. So this bear was actually used during combat, and it's pretty well documented. This bear would pick up artillery and help the soldiers transport it. And it eventually got to the point where they officially enlisted the bear in with the Corps, and he was paid in cigarettes and alcohol, which he enjoyed smoking and eating and drinking, just like the rest of the soldiers. So bears haven't traditionally been used, and the bear was given when it was just a cub, so it was pretty much raised by the soldiers and thus kind of learned by example. However, this is a very interesting case in which a bear kind of just joined a group of soldiers and actually effectively served with them. Our final animal here is the dolphin and other related sea creatures. Rumors of military dolphins include training them to lay underwater mines, to locate enemy combatants, or to seek and destroy submarines using kamikaze methods. There's even been speculation about the potential development of sophisticated equipment, such as poison darts or sonar jamming devices. The US Navy denies ever having trained its marine mammals to harm or injure humans in any way or to carry weapons to destroy ships. However, when it comes to any military, we all know how valid such statements can be. What is well documented is that dolphins have been used primarily for locating submarines and performing other surveillance. Because they're so exceptional at swimming fast and, well, they of course live in the ocean, and they're also not tech or, you know, metal or anything like that, they are not going to be detected by submarines or other military creatures. So they make pretty much the perfect surveillance creature. And surprisingly, they are quite effective at it. Recent studies about dolphins have identified that they might just be the second most intelligent creatures on Earth, right behind us humans, much more intelligent than we ever could have imagined. For example, dolphins have been observed having unique languages, unique dialects, giving names for each other, taking care of the old, and mourning their dead. They're surprisingly human-like in their social behavior, and for that reason, they've been highly effective for being trained. There's even some rumors that right now the Russian military has been using dolphins to attack certain people. However, the actual validity of such claims is shrouded in mystery. What do you think? Do you think dolphins are currently in active, violent military service, or do you think that they are just only being used for surveillance purposes? Let us know by leaving a comment. So, of course, there are several other creatures which have been used for military purposes. So if you think that you know of any others or you know of any other cool stories, make sure to contribute to the discussion by leaving a comment, and we might just make a part two to this content if a lot of different creatures are suggested. Now, when it comes to defending your home from potential invaders, raccoons, skunks, possums, all kinds of creatures love to invade your home and take it for themselves. So what we at WildlifeX Team International do is safely and responsibly remove wild animals and pests from your home and safely return them far out into the wild where they cannot be a problem to you anymore. We also restore any damage that they may have caused and set up preventative measures so that way the infestation never happens again. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest related problem, make sure to give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexteam.com, and we'll be sure to send someone out to give you an inspection ASAP. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Michael with WildlifeX Team, and hit that subscribe button if you're new for more weekly content. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? WildlifeX Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.